Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Christian McCaffrey's 49ers debut, Isaiah Pacheco's big opportunity, and more right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. What's up, everybody? A lot of news to get to on this Sunday morning. Heath, how about this 49ers and Chiefs game here? Christian McCaffrey is expected to play, and Isaiah Pacheco is expected to start, according to Ian Rappaport. So let's talk about McCaffrey first. Where are you ranking him?
He is a high-end number two running back. I don't expect him to play the full complement of snaps, but I do think he will handle a lot of the high-value touches. And so right in that RB15 range, I would start Ken Walker and Damian Pierce and Breece Hall and Josh Jacobs over him this week, but there aren't that many backs I'd start ahead of him.
Zeke?
I would start Christian McCaffrey over Zeke, but I think I'm the low guy on Zeke.
Isaiah Pacheco, is it more of a let's just keep him on our roster than let's start him situation? He's 48% rostered.
I think this fits in with like a dozen different backfields today, and we'll probably talk about a bunch of them. But yes, he's a high-end flex. He will be my favorite Chiefs running back when I get the rankings updated, but I don't think I'll have any of the Chiefs running backs ranked higher than 30th.
Okay, your favorite running back to roster and your favorite running back to start this week, when you look at the Chiefs, the Panthers, and the Ravens backfields. Chiefs, Panthers, Ravens. Who do you want to roster? Who do you want to start?
In full PPR, the start is probably Chuba Hubbard. I am skeptical that he's actually going to see a lot of carries, but everything we're hearing is that he will be the lead back, and I know he's going to do the passing game work, and they throw to their running backs a lot. So Chuba Hubbard would be my favorite in full PPR. Again, barely a top 30 guy. I'd rather roster Clyde and Pacheco over any Ravens or Panthers.
How do you feel about the Ravens? Because Dobbins is on IR. Gus Edwards is being activated today. You got Kenyon Drake, who was one of the most added players. You got Justice Hill, who was doing well, instead of Kenyon Drake before his injury. Hill's back. So how do you feel about them today against Cleveland, one of the worst run defenses in football?
Drake would be my favorite to start, but they are behind the Broncos. They are behind Chuba Hubbard. They are behind the Chiefs. I just like there's three running backs, and we have no reason to have any confidence in how many touches any of them are going to get.
Would you rather roster Isaiah Pacheco or Gus Edwards?
Probably
don't have to start him. Is it Pacheco? Okay. Do you think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is droppable?
I would not like to drop Clyde Edwards-Helaire, no.
All right, let's talk about a few more situations here. DeAndre Swift is unlikely to play today. So Jamal Williams or Christian McCaffrey?
I've got Jamal Williams ahead of Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, top 12?
14th.
Okay. Dalton Schultz in that game. Expecting him to play? Are you ranking Schultz?
100% expecting him to play. I think he's just about a full go. I would like to see a good game before I start him, but I am starting him in a couple of leagues because I don't want to carry another tight end. He's a borderline top 12 guy. I'd start him over Kyle Pitts.
And he's 80% rostered, so in shallow leagues, please take a look and see if Dalton Schultz is available. Talk to me about the Colts running backs today at Tennessee.
Start Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. Keenan Allen, not sure about him yet. What do you think about, and no Josh Palmer in this game against Seattle.
Yeah, it makes me, most of all, Gerald Everett is a top 12 tight end again, even if Keenan Allen plays, because there's no Donald Parham, there's no Josh Palmer, so I think Everett's role will remain okay. Allen's a borderline number two, high-end number three wide receiver. I would start him over guys like Curtis Samuel, but I mean, it's so bad now that I've got DJ Moore back inside my top 36 at wide receiver. Ooh. So you're probably starting Keenan Allen if he's okay, or he plays.
Yeah, we don't know, and that's a 4 o'clock game, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. What about Mike Williams? Any hesitation with him if Keenan Allen plays?
You're starting him.
Okay. The Denver offense with no Russell Wilson. Do you want to start anyone there?
I don't really. I've got Cortland Sutton, I think, is my highest ranked flex, and he is wide receiver 32. I do currently have Latavius Murray one spot ahead of Melvin Gordon, but that's another one of those situations where there's very low confidence. I like both Broncos better than any Ravens.
It looks like Mac Jones and Damian Harris are going to play. Harris seems certain that he's going to play. This is a Monday night game. So what are we doing with the Patriots?
Ramondre Stevenson is a low-end number two running back. Damian Harris is a high-end number three or high-end flex. I would start Damian Harris over any Chiefs, Ravens, Panthers, or Broncos running back.
Okay, that's pretty much all I got, unless you want to talk about let's talk about the Raiders.
A little less excited about Hunter Henry as well, because he has not had the success with Mac Jones that he had with Bailey Zappi.
Hunter Renfrow and Mac Hollins both could play today. No Darren Waller. Any thoughts on the Raiders? Anything changing here for you?
Renfro's a number three wide receiver in PPR only.
No Foster. Nobody likes Foster Moreau.
Foster Moreau is a top 20 tight end. He might even be a top 15 tight end. He had, two or three perfectly fine games last year without Darren Waller, and two or three games where I'm not sure he reached 10 yards.
All right, I'm going to read a few questions here. Pickens or Sutton?
Sutton.
Flex Pollard or Deion Jackson? Do not start Deion Jackson. He's zero value, we think.
Zero. Yeah, correct.
No, CEH is not injured. They just want to get Pacheco a little more involved and less McKinnon, it seems. Okay. Would you drop A.J. Dillon for Isaiah Pacheco?
I would not.
I need two. Pierce, Ayuk. I'm sure that's Alec Pierce. Ayuk, Sutton, Brian Robinson, James Robinson, ETN, Sutton, Sutton again.
I would go Pierce and ETN.
Should I drop Jerry Jeudy for Wandale Robinson?
I would not.
Okay. By the way, we're just seeing now that there's a partially torn hamstring for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would expect. I think they have one more week and then they have a bye. So I would just expect you're not going to have him for the next 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Good luck today in week 7. We'll be back at about 8 p.m. Eastern to recap the games. We'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.